I'd like you to turn with me in the scripture to the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
Ambil Bunga Sarek Muka Injil Yohanes pasal 8.
We're going to be looking at the subject of vision.
Orang beris ningal karena topik perkawis visi.
The word says, without vision, people perish.
Pangandika Gusti Nyarios, te aya visi jami baris binasa.
So much potential goes to waste because of a lack of vision.
Potensi anu kapijen mubadir kumargi kekurangan visi.
Others have misguided vision.
Kanesna lepat ngartos visi.
There are some whose vision is unrealistic. It's not a vision based on faith, it's a vision based on presumption.
Kanes dumasar iman, yaitu hiji visi dumasar kasombongan.
It is the plan and the will of God for you to be a person whose life is filled with vision.
And
vision can open tremendous opportunity for you to live a life filled with destiny. But believe me, if you do have a vision, there are not everybody is going to be excited by that dream. As we look at John chapter 9, it tells the story of a blind man healed by Jesus.
Waktu seorang ninggal Yohanes 8 ia ngadongengkeun seorang pamengket lolong anu diwaraskeun ku Yesus.
In verse 1 of the chapter it says, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.
Ya dinyaroskeun dina hiji waktu pasal Yesus keur angkat pangjeung hiji jelema anu lolong bawa ngajadi.
In verse 7, Jesus said to this man, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
Taurajung si benet ka kula Siloam, kecap Siloam teh hartina nu diutus. Nulolong teh inggit ka kula Siloam nurutkeun parintah sanggeus si benet tuli balik panonang geus pisan enjo.
Jesus brought sight to a blind man.
Yesus nyandak benta ka nulolong.
A man who formerly could not
see.
When the Spirit of God comes alive in you, you can receive vision and begin to see in a way you've never seen before. There's many people in life who can see naturally, but spiritually they have no vision. Helen Keller was the woman who invented the blind language Braille.
Helen Keller ayat eta istri anu nimukeun huruf Braille kanggo jalmi lolong.
She was once asked if she could imagine anything worse than being blind.
Anjeun kantos ditarosna hati asa ngabayangkeun anu langkung awon.
She said, yes, having eyes but still not being able to see.
Anjeun nyaos muhun kada socan nanging teu mampu ningali.
In other words, having sight but not having vision. Many people are just maintaining in their leadership and in their ministries. They're just existing. Jesus gave this man sight. But he was surrounded by people who could already see naturally, but they obviously had very little vision. We're
going
to look from the scriptures at these groupings of people and look at the various opposition the blind man received. Verse 2 speaks about the disciples.
Ayat 2 nyaris perkawis murid-murid.
Verse 8 speaks about the neighbors.
Ayat 8 nyaris perkawis para tatangga.
In verse 13, it's the Pharisees.
In ayat 13, jalmi Farisi.
In verse 18, it's the Jews.
Ayat 18, jalmi Yahudi.
And in verse 20, it's the parents.
Ayat 20, sepuhna.
And their lack of vision was evident as you look through the story.
Kakurangan visi aranjeunna teh bukti samentawis naluntik dongeng ieu.
The disciples in this story represented the spirit of analysis. Look with me at verse
2.
It says, as Jesus' disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
Allah
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
Pembangkangkene orang wajib nadunan pangrasa nungutus kami petik mah mual ayah nubisa baranggawe.
In verse 5, Jesus said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
Ayat 5, satung-tung di dunia, kami nunyaangan dunia teh.
So the disciples were asking, "Why is this man blind?"
Dan berbeda nudunya ros, kunaan jalmi ilolong.
They said, "Was it his sin or his parents' sin?"
Aranjalannya rios, iya dosana tanapi dosa sepuna.
And Jesus' answer was very straight.
Alaran Yesus leres pisan.
He said, in verse 3, look, it's not this man's sin, nor his parents' sin.
Mumpung barang kene, kami perlu ngawaraskan.
He said, while it's still day, I need to be getting about healing.
Dan terjami nuningali alasan-alasan sarang patarosan nunaroskan kunaon.
So many people are looking at reasons and questions and asking why.
Murid-murid fokusna kana masalah.
The disciples focused on the problem. Jesus was committed to bringing the answer.
Yesus komitna kana maleran.
So much of the church is looking at the problem. So much of the church is caught up in trying to analyze and reason. People want to have mission summits and all sorts of retreats and all sorts of sessions to question and wonder why.
Karjalmi kaduh misi dugi ka pangluhurna sareng sadaya jenis retreat sareng sesi kanggo naraskeun patarasan kunaon.
They can be paralyzed by analysis.
Aranjana tiasa lumpuh ku analisa.
Psychologists speak of a condition called catatonic schizophrenia.
Psikolognya rios perkawis hiji kondisi anu disebut schizophrenia katatonik.
Catatonic schizophrenia is where someone may climb out of their bed and just stop still in one position.
Catatonic teh waktu saurang naik ke tempat tidur aranjeuna liran kana hiji posisi.
They may be like this.
Aranjeuna panginten sapatos.
But they might be like that.
Aranjeuna sapatos kitu.
They might be like that. But the reason they won't move is they're afraid they'll be punished.
Aing alasan kumariki aranjeuna teu tiasa gerak nyaeta aranjeuna sieun yen baris dihukum.
And it's a psychological condition.
Teh kondisi psikologis.
Much of the church seems to be paralyzed by fear.
Rupina sareng gereja dilumpuhkeun ku rasa sieun.
So the disciples thought this was a really good question.
Janten murid-murid nyebut ieu sarasna hiji patarosan anu sae.
They thought it was a very theological question.
Mutana aranjeuna ieu hiji patarosan anu leres.
Why is this man blind? Whose sin?
Kunaon pamaket eta lolong? Saha nu dosa?
But Jesus wasn't looking at why, he was committed to the answer.
Nang Yesus teu milari naon sababna, mantena komit kana waleran.
We can get so locked into reasoning and questioning that we forget to just get out and do what God's called us to do.
Kita musatkeun kana milari penyebab sareng tataros dugi ka hilap kanggo kaluar sareng ngalakukeun naon anu Allah.
So many people put their faith in having titles or degrees or letters.
Janten seueur jalmi nyimpen iman aranjeuna kangge gelar atanapi kasajaran atanapi sertifikat.
And whilst knowledge is power.
Sareng ilmu panemu teh kawasa.
The day comes when you have to get out to school and start doing what you're called to do.
Dongkap waktu sadari keluar ti sakola sareng ngawitan ngalakukeun naon anu sadari kedah lakukeun.
Jesus began both to do and to teach, the Bible says.
Yesus ngawitan ngalakukeun sareng ngawulang saur Alkitab.
I know a man who has many times attempted to start businesses.
Abdi kenal saurang pamegat sareng usaha ngawitan bisnis.
And every time he starts, he will print his business cards.
Tiap ngawitan anjeuna ngadamel kartu nami.
He will register the company.
Anjeuna beres ngadaftarkeun perusahaanana.
He will do all sorts of other things in an attempt to begin business.
Anjeuna beres ngalakukeun sagala rupi hal sanes dina usaha ngalangkungan hiji bisnis.
He does everything except actually start trading.
Anjeuna ngalakukeun sagala hal iwal leres-leres ngawitan dagang.
And the reason he never starts trading is fear.
Alasan anjeuna teu pernah ngawitan dagangnya eta sieun. Dapat gereja sareng.
And in the church you can see the same things happening.
Biasa ningal hal-hal anu sami kajantenan.
Leaders will do the paperwork.
Sareng pamimpin baris ngadamel masalah.
They'll write the letters.
Aranjeuna baris nulis serat.
They'll go back and do more training.
Sareng ngiring palatihan langsung seueur.
They'll keep reading books.
Aranjeuna teras ngaos.
Now listen to tapes. But the Bible says that you need to start doing it. Don't be paralyzed by fear. You have to step out. And start doing the things that God has called you to do. People ask so many questions. Recently I flew into Phoenix, Arizona. I'd been flying about 20 hours from Sydney, Australia to Phoenix. And when I arrived, I was met at the airport by a couple of very nice men.
But
because I'm a pastor, when they met me, they got very spiritual.
I
just needed to sleep. And they began to ask me, what's the Lord saying? What do you feel the Lord saying to the church today? And I just smiled and looked spiritual. But in truth, I believe God's saying to the church today what He's been saying for 2,000 years. It's all in the Great Commission. We're told to go therefore and make disciples. Baptize them and teach them. Train them and release them. Build them up in the ways of God and send them out. So that they can go forth and make disciples. Baptize them and teach them. So that they can go forth and make disciples. Baptize and teach them. So that they can go forth and make disciples. But we get so caught up studying and wondering and questioning. And the day comes when we have to start doing. The disciples said, whose sin was it that caused them to be blind? People today want to look into things like the sins of the third and the fourth generation. They want more counseling. They receive so much counseling that the counselor needs counseling. They want healing of the memories. Inner healing. Healing from the scars of the memories of their ingrown toenail. There's always something to look at that will keep us where we are. But the word says, whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. So the day comes when you have to rise up in the freedom that Christ has given you and start to do the thing He's called you to do. Don't get caught in the spirit of analysis. And don't be always focusing on the problem. If we follow the example of Jesus, we're committed to the answers. The second group of people in the story were the neighbors. The neighbors represent a spirit of familiarity. Let's look at the story in verse
8.
It says, therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. He said, I am he. Those who knew him previously had known him blind. And now that this man could see, they were having problems recognizing him. Their problem was that they had known him previously. They were familiar with what he was. But if you're going to be ruled by the attitudes of people who have known what you were, you'll never be what God's called you to be. It's the will of God for you to be unrecognizable to those who knew you previously. After the resurrection, those who knew Jesus previously never recognized him. The neighbors represent those people who know you well. They know your weaknesses and they know your past mistakes. They know you too well to believe that God could ever use
you.
But we can't be ruled by their thinking. Because they don't see you the way that God sees you. He sees your life filled with potential. He sees you through the eye of the Spirit. And we can get locked into those who are too familiar with who we have been. And then never rise up to be who God's called us to be. Don't let others set your level in life. I grew up the son of a pastor. And many people who knew me then would never ever believe what I'm doing now. My father ran a Bible college. And one of the students had a little motorbike. When I was a schoolboy, my friends and I used to just take turns at riding the motorbike up and down the churchyard. And when we got a little bit more courage, we'd just take it up and down the street a little bit. Then we started riding it round the block. Then we started riding it over the bridge and down the main street of the city. And it all went well till one day I was riding the motorbike and met a policeman. And when I saw him, I panicked. I forgot where the brakes were. So I tried to stop it with my feet. And that was a good sign to the policeman that I didn't know what I was doing. So as I looked at him, he was going like this. I was so afraid when I saw him that I got off the motorbike and forgot to put it on its stand. And it fell on the ground. He said, "Can I see your license?" I said, "No." He said, "Have you got a license?" "No." "How old are you?" he said.
13.
"Does the person who owns the motorbike know that you have it?" "No." And this was right outside the gate of my father's Bible college. And right at that time, all the students came out from their lectures. And I can still see them all standing there like this. It's the pastor's son again. If I was ruled by those who knew me previously, I wouldn't stand up and be who God's called me to be today. So often, even in the church, we can have people around us who have been familiar with us. Do Jesus talked about a prophet being without honor in his home country.
Yesus nyaris perkawis seorang nabi anu teu dihormati di tempat asalna.
People know you too well. They know all about you. One of the great keys in ministry is not locking people into what they once were. Not being ruled by mistakes they once made. If you're going to be releasing leaders, you have to give them room to develop and grow. You have to give them room to change. Thank God Jesus doesn't judge us according to what we once were. He gives us room to move into who He has called us to be. Don't let others set the level for your life and ministry. Let God set the level. Because people can't see what God puts in your spirit. A few years ago, we started a ministry, a resource ministry in our church called Power Ministries International. And it was to release the worship and the praise and the teaching from our church in Australia. When we named it Power Ministries International, some people laughed at the word international. And if you looked at it naturally, I can understand. Because the whole ministry was in a store cupboard. But by the grace of God, the praise and worship of Hillsong's Australia now is going around the world. And is being distributed in almost every continent of the world. And not a day goes by without requests for the teaching and the preaching. From countries all over the world. It would have been so easy to drop that word international. To be ruled by the attitude of the neighbors. To be ruled by the attitudes of those who knew me too well. But they couldn't see what God can see. They can't see what God had put in my spirit. So it's an enemy of vision to be ruled by those who are too familiar. The disciples represented the spirit of analysis. The neighbors represented a spirit of familiarity. The next group were the Pharisees who represented a spirit of religion. The neighbors, as you look at verse 8, those who had previously seen that he was blind, said, "Is this not he who sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He's like him." He said, "I am he." He said, "I am he." He's me. I remember you.
Abdi imut ka anjen.
I never realized you looked like that. Because now by the grace of God he could see. In verse 10, therefore they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" And he answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and I received sight." Then they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know."
Anjina di mana? Walanduka atu.
I was blind.
Abi lolong.
Oh, when you've got vision, when you begin to see, not everybody understands.
Oh, waktu saudara tiasa ningal, waktu saudara tiasa ningal, tiap jalan ningal.
And in verse 13, they brought him who was formerly blind to the Pharisees.
Ayat 13, keskitu anu tadina lolong teh dibarawa ka orang Farisi.
Thank God when we find Jesus, we're all formerly something.
Puji Gusti, waktu orang nimu ke Yesus, kapungkul orang saraya teh naon.
This man was formerly blind.
Jalmi nu kapungkurna lolong.
But now he could see.
Hayangna tiasa ningali.
It's a wonderful thing when you're serving God when you begin to see God-given possibility.
Anu luar biasa waktu sadrek nuju ngalayanan Allah ngawitan ningali.
God opens your eyes to God-given opportunity.
Allah muka soca urang kana kesempatan anu Allah pasikeun.
But the Pharisees were also full of doubt.
Hayang urang Farisi oge kantos sangsaya.
They had a spirit that was an enemy to vision.
As
you look at verse 15, it says, then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes and I washed and I see.
Ayat 15, kurang Farisi manehna ditita nyaritakeun deui kumaha lantaranna pangnat jadi bisa ninjo. Jawabna, ku anjeunna panon dipepokan leutak teras dikumbah brai bae ningal.
Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man's not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them.
Talita jalmata utusan Allah da antem merhatikan poe sabat sekurang Farisi. Tapi dipantah diiku sarjana, munnya manena jalmadora ka, kira-kira bisa nian mujidat ahek gitu. Maranena jadi paselisingan paham.
The Pharisee spirit is a religious spirit.
Orang Farisi nyaita roh keagamawian.
It's a spirit that also questions and doubts vision. Every crowd has some Pharisees. And if you're going to be a visionary, you cannot be ruled by their attitude. These Pharisees said in verse 16, this man can't be from God. The Pharisee spirit always sounds like that. This can't be of God. How could this be of God? All the Pharisee can see is what is not of God. They never see what is of God. So many people are ruled by a religious attitude. They're bound with blinkered thinking.
Ranjana dibengket ku pemikiran teterang.
They can't see what God would have them see.
Ranjana tetiasa ningal naun Allah hoyong.
So they're always trying to bring things downwards.
Tantena ranjana teras usaha ngaremehkeun.
You can't be ruled by that spirit if you're going to be a visionary.
Sadarek tetiasa di kawasan kuroh eta tanapi sadarek hoyong janten jalmi anu gaduh.
All that these Pharisees could see was that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath.
Tiasa ditinggal orang Farisi nyata yang Yesus ngawaraskeun dinten Sabat.
Jesus often healed people on the Sabbath.
Yesus sering ngadamengkeun jalmi dina dinten Sabat. Sareng abdi.
And I don't believe it was a coincidence.
Danten eta kaleresan.
I think Jesus knew exactly what he was doing.
Imutan Yesus terang naon anu mantena lakukeun.
When he confounded the religious spirits by healing on the Sabbath.
Atos ngacukeun roh-roh kaagamaan sareng ngawaraskeun dina dinten Sabat.
So often God doesn't do things the way that we expect.
Sareng Allah henteu ngalakukeun cara anu urang duga. Jami.
How often would you expect God to heal somebody by spitting and making clay?
Sareng sadarek ngaharepkeun Allah ngawaraskeun ngaludah sareng dipopokan ku taneuh.
He doesn't fit into our way of thinking. And when God gives you a vision, it won't fit into everybody's thinking. But the Bible tells us in the book of Colossians not to be ruled by those sorts of attitudes.
Namun Alkitab masihan terang dina Kolose sebelas ulah di kawasan ku sikap semodel gitu.
It's interesting as you look at these verses, verse 16, that there was a division even amongst the Pharisees.
Pada saudara ningal kana ayat 16 yang ayat paselingsingan paham antawis orang Farisi.
And if you allow that Pharisee spirit to rule, it will always be divisive.
Pemisara ngijinkan roh orang Farisi marintah, ia bias muncul paselingsingan.
The kind of spirit that can be so ruled by religion that it misses out on the power of a miracle.
Rasa model kita di kawasan ku agama pika kelengitan kawasan mujizat.
Oh, thank God he doesn't move the way that we expect.
Oh, Puji Gusti, mantenan tegerak numut kena nu orang harapkan.
You know, just an interesting thing here.
Rek terang hal nu narik di dia.
Of course, this man had been blind. So when Jesus healed him, he spat to make clay. And he rubbed the clay into his eyes. But every time the man recounted the story, he never mentioned that Jesus spat. In these verses, he just said that Jesus made clay. Maybe he never knew how Jesus made clay. Perhaps he wouldn't be so excited about telling the story if he knew just how Jesus had made the clay. But thank God that in advance we don't always know how Jesus is going to fulfill His purpose in our life. If we knew how it was going to happen, we wouldn't always be so excited about it in advance. But it's that element of surprise that gives life its adventure. And we must not get ruled by that religious spirit.
Orang terkedah di kawasan kuroh keagamaan.
It just sees what day of the week it is.
Bisa kadar ningali dinten naon dina minggu ieu.
Or what you look like.
Tanabi sepatos naon saderek.
Or the way you speak.
Tara saderek nyarios.
Whether or not you use exactly the right words.
Nah, saya enggak gunakan kata secara leres atau napi hente.
But thank God the Son of God has set us free.
Amang puji Gusti, Allah parantos ngamardekakeun urang.
And we can rise up above that religious spirit.
Urang tiasa gugah kulan roh keagamaan.
And live according to the Spirit of God.
Hirup numutkeun roh Allah.
Then we allow God's word to be our source.
Rajin urang ngantep pangandika Allah janten sumberna.
What a wonderful opportunity that is.
Maeta hiji kesempatan anu luar biasa.
So many people are ruled by outward things.
Dan terjami diperintahku hal-hal lahiriah.
Many times in our church I've seen people come to find Jesus Christ, men with earrings in their ear.
Sering gereja abdi parantos ningal jami-jami nepangan Yesus Kristus para pamengket sareng alat dina cepilna.
And in our culture some Christian people find that offensive.
Dina budaya abdi sabaraha orang Kristen eta teh teu sopan.
But they could get so ruled by the earring in the ear they lose the miracle of the salvation.
Ngaranya di kawasanku alat dina cepilna dugi ka aranjeuna kalengitan mujizat kasalametan.
Thank God that Jesus doesn't rule by outward things.
Puji Gusti yang Yesus diperintahku hal-hal lahiriah.
But He has the power to change a heart.
Among mantena gaduh kawasa ngarobi hati urang.
And if you're going to be a visionary, you can't be ruled by religious thinking.
Pamisah derek baris janten nu nyepeng visi derek mual tiasa di kawasanku pemikiran keagamaan.
Because religious thinking always judges by natural sight.
Maka pikiran keagamaan dikawitan ku naon nu katingal.
And God wants to open your eyes to spiritual issues.
Allah yang muka soca sadarek kana hal-hal rohani.
So that you are enlarged to fulfill His purpose.
Bika sadarek baris ngembang kanggo nyumponan tujuanana.
The fourth group of people were the Jews.
Kelompok opati jalim-jalim eta teh urang Yahudi.
Now the Jews represented a spirit of unbelief.
Orang Yahudi ngawakilan roh terpercaya.
They're spoken about in verses 17, 18, and 19.
Aranya dicariskan di ayat 17, 18, sarang 18.
In verse 17, the Pharisees said to the blind man again, "What do you say about Jesus? Because He opened your eyes." And he said, "Well, He's a prophet."
Ayat 17, bok di naranya kajelma cek maneh saha eta jalmi teh. Jawab namual lepat anjana teh nabi.
But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight.
Ari orang Yahudi mah teu percaya yen eta teh jelema teh asalna lolong nepi ka nyalukan indung bapana.
And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?"
Lalu ditanya, "Bener ya anak marane lolong ti barang burusut ya? Naon sababna nepi ka bisa ninjo kitu?"
The Jews wouldn't believe unless they could speak to the parents.
Orang Yahudi tidak percaya nepi ka aranjeuna nyarios ka sepuhna.
They were filled with unbelief.
Karena dipinuhan ku untuk percaya.
One of the biggest spirits you'll come up against as a visionary is that of unbelief.
Saya di roh pangagengna anu sadek payunan anu ngalawan anu nyepeng visinya eta teu percaya.
And do you know where that spirit of unbelief is usually the most powerful?
Nah, sadek terang di mana roh teu percaya biasa paling kiat.
In yourself.
Diri sadeknya lira.
Do we just need to start believing ourselves what God says about us?
Karena pengawitan percantan karena dirinya lira. Naonu Allah carioskan perkais orang dina
perkara. It is so easy to be ruled by what you know about yourself.
Sambil kanggong di kawasan ku naonu anu sadarik terang perkais dirinya lira.
Your inadequacies or your inferiorities.
Tapi mampu atau napi rasa rendah diri sadarik.
But thank God he can see through all of that.
Syukur ka Allah mantena tiasa ningali ngalangkungan sadayana.
He can see who he has called you to be.
Anya tiasa ningal sa mantena anu nyaur saderek.
We need to build a godly confidence.
Pamperyogi ngawangun hiji keyakinan ka Allah.
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35 says don't throw away your confidence.
Ibrani 10 ayat 35 nyeroskeun ayeuna ulah nepi ka pecat iman.
It says confidence has great reward.
Dijelaskan sing percaya gede pi ganjaranana.
Godly confidence will bear fruit in your life.
Yakin ka Allah beris ngasihkan buah dina hirup saderek.
The enemy would love to put a seed of unbelief in you.
Namun musuh resep nyimpen bini da percaya dina diri saderek. Hesena.
The enemy would love you to look around and see how difficult it is.
Musuh bari resep saderek ningal sakuring sarang ningal kuma.
He would love you to be ruled by the lack of resource in your area.
Anjana bari sosat umpami saderek di kawasanku kakurangan sumber daya dina bidang saderek.
He would love you to be ruled by the lack of finance.
Anjana resep saderek di kawasanku kakurangan artos.
Or he would love you to be ruled by the lack of people.
Atanapi anjana resep saderek di parintahku kakurangan jalmi.
And sow a spirit of unbelief into your heart.
Areng tebar roh tepercaya dina hati saderek.
Now that this man could see, he came up against the spirit of unbelief.
Ayah jalmi ieu tiasa ningal, anjeunna mayunan roh teu percaya.
And we need to overcome that unbelief if we're going to fulfill all of God's plan for our life.
Urang prayogi ngungkulan ngatasi teu percaya umpami urang hoyong nyumpunan sadaya rencana Allah kanggo hirup urang.
A few years ago, a man came to see me for prayer in my office.
Beberapa tahun kalangkung, seorang pamangkat sumping ke abdi kanggo didoakan.
He was in a lot of pain because he had cut his eye.
Anjana nyeri kumargi socana rahet.
He was in a lot of agony when he came, and there was a big bandage across his eye.
Anjana leres-leres karaos nyeri waktu anjana sumping sarang plester ageng dina socana.
And at the time that he came, I was very busy and a little distracted.
Bas anjana sumping abdi sibuk pisan sakadik rada kaganggu.
So when he came, I just prayed a prayer, but I couldn't say there was a lot of faith and belief in the prayer.
Dalam waktu anjana sumping abingan ngadoa nanging teu tiasa nyarios aya seueur iman atana pinta aya percaya dina doa eta.
But as I started to pray, he started ripping the bandage off his eye.
Nanging waktu abing ngawitan ngadoa anjana ngawitan metot plaster tina socana.
And I began to think, what are you doing?
Abing ngawitan imut, naon anu anjana lakukeun?
He said, it's gone.
Anjana nyarios tos leungit.
The pain, not the eye.
Rasa nyeri eta sanes soca.
I said, is it?
Penyarios leungit.
And then I said, of course it is.
Tubai leungit.
You see, unbelief is a very dangerous thing.
Terang teu percaya teh hal anu bahaya pisan.
And we need to be people who have absolute belief in God's ability to fulfill His plan in our lives.
Kampriyo ki janten jalmi-jalmi anu mutlak percaya kana kemampuan Allah kanggo nyumpunan rencana dina hirup urang.
The vision will always take you past your natural ability.
Isi baris teras ngalangkungan kemampuan sadarek kapungkur anu biasa.
And so unbelief becomes a real issue.
Dan entah ayah percaya janten hiji unsur nyata.
Both in ourselves and in others.
Dina diri sareng diri jalmi sanes.
And we have to be committed to overcoming it in Jesus' name.
Urang kedah komit kanggo ngungkulan ku nami Yesus.
The fifth group of people in the story were the parents.
Kelompok jalmi kalima dina dongeng ieu nyaeta para.
And the parents represented a spirit of fear.
Para sepuh ngawakilan roh kasieun.
Let's look together at verse 20.
Berarti ngali dina ayat 20.
In verse 19.
Dina ayat 18.
The Jews asked the parents saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?
Boleh ditanya bener ieu anak maraneh nu lolong ti barang bersuteya? Naon sebab nepi ka bisa ninjo kitu?
His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind." But by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. It sounds like a prepared press statement. We would confirm that this is our son and he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He's of age, ask him. He will speak for himself. We have no other comment to make on the subject. We do ask you to respect the family's privacy at this time. It's been very painful for this family. This is the man's parents. He had been blind since birth. And they say, yes, he is our son, and yes, he was blind. But what's happened here, we don't know. They were distancing themselves from the miracle. They didn't want to know about it. The boy comes in and says, "Mom, I can see you're looking good." Mom, I said, "I can see you're looking good." Mom, I can see you're looking good. And the mom looks around and goes, "Oh no. I knew you'd come home like this one day." She was devastated. Why is that? Look at this next verse, verse 22. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue.
Itu sote bakat tingkusian lantaran ges nyahuan yan eta orang Yahudi ges mupakat yan menaya nu wani nyebutkan tagerna eta jalma teh ku Kristus peris dikaluar genti pakumpulan keagamaana.
His parents feared the Jews.
Punasian ku orang Yahudi.
All they could see was how this miracle was going to reflect on them. They were afraid they'd be thrown out of the synagogue. Or out of the village. Or out of the social club. You see, so often those people around and about you only see how that your vision will reflect on them.
Terang sering jalmi di sakuling sadarek ngan ninggal kuma visi sadarek Paris mengaruhan aranjena.
Perhaps they were praying you'd be a doctor.
Angkat sadarek nuju ngadoa sebelum janten seorang dok.
Perhaps they were praying you would look after the crops.
Angkat aranjena nuju ngadoakan sadarek Paris ngurus panen.
Perhaps they were praying that you would spend your life doing whatever it is that they had planned for you.
Sadarek Paris ngagunakan hirup kanggo ngalakukan naon nubai anu direncanakan kanggo sadarek.
But God took you and called you to serve Him.
Mengalah nyandak sadarek sareng nyaur sadarek kanggo ngalayanan mantena.
Perhaps it's embarrassing to them.
Mantena yang ngagerakan kanggo aranjena.
And so people get ruled by fear.
Itu jam-jam di kawasan ku rasa sion.
And sometimes it's the people that we love the most. Sometimes it's the people who have been the closest to us in life. But you can't allow those attitudes to hold you back from the vision that God's given you. There are so many spirits and forces that would try to bring us back down to mediocrity. There are so many attitudes that would try to hold us back from being who God's called us to be. But we cannot be ruled by those things. The disciples asked Jesus, "How was he blind?" In verse 10, the neighbors asked, "How did this miracle happen?" In verse 15, the Pharisees asked how.
Ayat 15 orang Farisi naros kumaha.
Then the Jews said, "We won't believe it unless we hear it from your parents."
Ajana orang Yahudi nyeros abdi moal percaya meminta acan ngadangu ti sepuhna.
And the parents said, "We don't know how this has happened."
Orang nyeros abdi teterang kumaha hal eta kajadian.
So if we look together at verse 24.
Kami ditinggal tina ayat 24.
So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, "Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner."
Kalau jalan dicalukan dei diomongkeun, kulantaran aya kajadian kitu ngagungkeun teh ka Allah jalma eta mah jalma doraka. Aranya nuju nyarios ngeunaan Yesus.
They were speaking about Jesus.
Kamaneh-maneh wajib.
And they said, "We know that he's a sinner."
Aranya nyarios jalma eta mah jalma doraka.
But they were speaking about the only man in history who knew no sin.
Mangaranjana nuju nyarios perkawis jalmi hiji-hijina dina sejarah anu teu kaduh dosa.
So many people are blinded by what they think they know.
Lantaran jalmi diolongkeun ku naon anu aranjana pikirkeun.
And they're so ruled by what they think they know, they can't see the plan and purpose of God.
Aranjana kawasan ku naon anu aranjana pikirkeun aranjana terang, aranjana teu tiasa ninggal rencana sareng tujuan Allah.
And the word of God is absolutely filled with truth for their life.
Pangandika Allah mutlak dipinuhan ku bebeneran kanggo hirup aranjeun.
But the Bible doesn't say the truth will set you free. It says knowing the truth will set you free.
Among Alkitab tenyaruskeun pebenaran baris ngamarikakeun saderek dicaruskeun ngenal pebenaran baris ngamarikakeun saderek.
And your vision needs to be built on what you know is the truth for your life.
Bisi saderek perlu dibangun dumasar naon anu saderek terang nyaeta pebenaran kanggo hirup saderek.
All that you need to fulfill God's plan in your life is in here.
Sadaya anu saderek proyogikeun nyaeta nyumponan rencana di nya hirup.
And it's truth.
Ieu teh bebeneran.
But if you're walking over here and the truth is there, then the truth is still not going to help you.
Umpami saderek nuju mapah ka dieu sareng bebeneran aya di dinya, bebeneran eta nulungan saderek.
You have to know the truth.
Saderek kedah kenal bebeneran.
And allow the truth of God's word to build vision into your life.
Dengan kebenaran pangandika Allah ngawangun visi kalebet hirup saderek.
And there will always be some people who will be ruled by what they think they know.
Bakal sabaraha urang nu baris kakawasan ku nu janten imutan aranjeunna terang.
In verse 25, the man who was healed answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see."
Ayat 25, tembalna doraka henteuna mah abdi teu terang, terang sote tadina abdi lolong ayeuna tiasa ninggal.
In verse 26, then they said to him again, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?"
Ayat 26. Sekurang Yahudi dikumakeun bae maneh teh kumaha carana nyageurkeunana.
In verse 27 he answered them and said, "I told you already, read my lips."
Ayat 27 dijawab, "Ongkoh tadi parantos disanggemkeun teu kadarangueun kitu."
"I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?"
Angko marundut disanggemkeun deui bade jara di murid-muridna kitu.
In verse 29, the Pharisees said, "We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, Jesus, we do not know where he is from."
Ayat 28, kamu sama Allah puguh ngandika urang ge nyaho eta mah, tapi eta jelma mah nyaho ting nepi ka yeuna oge eueuh nu nyaho ti mana asal usulna.
Here's where the real problem is.
Eta inti masalah.
They were religious, but they didn't know where Jesus was from.
Aranjeunna gaduh agama tapi henteu terang Yesus sumping ti mana.
So many people are religious, but they don't know Jesus.
Enten seueur jalmi gaduh agama nanging teu kenal Yesus.
And a vision is based on who Jesus is in our life.
Sareng hiji visi dumasar ka saha Yesus dina hirup saderek.
And not everybody's going to be able to see it.
Teu satiap jalmi nampu ningal hal itu.
Because some are ruled by what they think they know.
Markis sabaraha jalmi di kawasan kunaon nu aranjeunna pikir aranjeunna terang.
Some are ruled by analyzing.
Sabaraha di kawasan ku analisa.
Others are too familiar with you to release you into what God's called you to do.
Nasna kenal pisan ka saderek kanggo ngalepaskeun kalebet naon anu Allah parantos nyaur saderek.
Some are like the religious Pharisees. They think this couldn't be of God.
Sapertos urang Farisi anu gaduh agama aranjeunna pikir ieu sanes ti Allah.
Others have that spirit of unbelief.
Sanesna gaduh roh teu percaya.
And then there are some who are just ruled by fear, and all they can see is how it will reflect on them.
Rajana ayah sabar jalmi anu di kawasan siun sadang aranjena ingal kumaha ia baris mata kena aranjena.
They think it's going to cost them something.
Aranjena pikir baris rugi.
Like, oh, they don't want that.
Oh,
but be true to who God's called you to be.
Sing janten selalu sareng anu Allah nyaur sendiri.
Rise up and fulfill your God-given vision.
Tuga sareng cumpuanan visi anu Allah pasikan kasadere.
Be the person He's called you to be.
Sing janten selalu sareng panyaur Allah.
And live a life of fruitfulness and blessing in Jesus' name.
Sareng alampahkan hirup anu ngasilkan buah sareng pinu berkat di lebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amen.